up, guys? Welcome to Back in Dweebs. This is Juan Chino.
Bote.
Navi underscore five underscore. We are Baka Dweebs.
And if you see, I don't know.
If you hear any noises, just please ignore that. You know, we had to record in a different scenario because apparently our usual record spot was being used for some business, if you know what I'm talking about. Some good times.
I guess. Well, your house, bro?
No. No, Juan Chino's house. They're using it to practice multiplication. That's all I'm going to say.
I guess.
But, oh yeah, so I almost finished Sword Guy, guys.
So, dude, I finished it. I finished Sword Guide.
I almost finished it.
Like, how much almost? Like, episode 5 you?
No, let me check my Netflix really quick. I just know I got pretty far. I'm
trying to check what the hell that is real quick.
It's on Netflix. It's the one I told. That's the one I was supposed to finish last week. Otherwise,
it's literally called Sword Guy?
Yeah, Sword Guy. So S-W-O-R-D-G-A-R. It's a Netflix original. Oh, I got to episode 10.
You know how many Netflix originals are right now?
For animes?
Oh, this one.
Yeah, did you see it already?
This guy, right?
Yeah, okay, did you see Sword Guy then?
No, I didn't, but...
You look like the guy from The Spare.
I don't think I've seen The Spare.
No?
Which one's The Spare?
It's the one where they go to that...
when they go to that high school, and there's like a bunch of kids, and they're talented of one thing, and they're like the last people in humanity that can save humanity. Like, there's one for, one's good at, if it's like math, I guess, another one's good for like there's like the ultimate soldier, then there's like other like traits that these people have that could be beneficial to mankind. But in the same room, there's one called Despair. And her job was like to kill, like, it's the one with the little teddy bear that's black and white.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen that then.
Well, anyways, I got all the way to episode 10, so it's still not as good as I originally said. I remember talking about saying that it's not that good, but it's like, it's okay. It's got its moment. I love its opening.
The concept of it is pretty cool, but it's just that it gets weird in some parts. Like, I think in the second episode, is that the main dude gets his hand cut off, right?
The main character? Yeah, main character. Guy?
Yeah, the guy. He gets his hand cut off.
It's funny, his name's actually Guy.
Yeah, Guy. And then, what you call it? Then,
like Naruto?
Yeah, like Naruto.
But not Guy, G-U-Y. But then, Guy as in G-A-I.
And then when he was a kid, his mom...
Oh, so we're going to give him the background story of what?
Yeah, this is like literally just for the first two episodes of it.
Pretty much, this anime just... Oh, wait, go ahead.
Isn't that the same name that the dude from Guilty Crown is? Isn't that fool's name Guy, too? The leader of that one thing, remember? Now, you've seen Guilty Crown, right? I think that's his name, too, Guy. G-A-U-I.
G-A-I, that's how you spell this guy's name over here. Mm-hmm. But pretty much this anime consists of... These are all swords that were crafted in, not ancient times, but like way back in the day. And they're all like demonic possessed and stuff like that. It's like anyone that picks up a sword... They get the demonic creature tries to like take over their body and everything, and it's like they get this urge to kill people and kill to get more blood on the blade, and then pretty much they're all demonic swords. So that's what made me want to watch and try it. I'm like, you know what, this looks interesting. And the intro though, the intro music, I like the intro song. It's pretty sick. I liked how it sounded. I thought it was pretty badass, the intro music. But I don't know what got you into it.
I was just browsing Netflix today. And I was like,
oh so you did all this? You see this whole? You saw this whole
yeah,
series?
I saw
today?
This whole today, dude. I was like, I don't know how you take can't take a week to finish a whole anime, and I finished it within this morning.
It's Ivan. That's how.
Holy shit, dude!
It takes him a year to finish one thing, dude.
Nah, dude. It took me for Naruto, for the first Naruto. It took me like 3 months, the first Naruto. Now Shippuden just regular Naruto. That took me 3 months to finish all 220 something episodes. But I was on that thing like this. If you could hear the snap. I was on it like that.
I don't know. I remember there's a point where you stopped for a good while.
That was Shippuden. But all of Naruto, I finished all that like that. But yes, I do agree. I have moments where I fuck up and don't watch a lot of animes. Like right now. But not really.
Like today, I saw ACIO. And that's another Netflix original. And
the hell is that?
It's I like it. It's pretty good. It talks about like how... It's in a world where you can actually have a clone made from artificial intelligence, like organisms, AIs, and how that could fuck up, like, once you do, like, a certain operation. Because in the anime, there's this thing called the mass. And pretty much it's just this living organism just trying to attack. They're attacking towns and stuff. And then the government's trying to contain it all.
I'm laughing because I try to drink out of my microphone right now.
ACIO. That literally says ACIO. Well, it has little dots. So put A dot C dot I dot O. Okay, okay.
This is also...
Yeah, yeah.
This is another Netflix original or something?
I think I'm spelling it right. Am I? Yeah, okay, yeah. It's a Netflix original.
It's A-I-C-O.
Okay, close enough, right? I
couldn't find it, dude.
How new is that one since you're looking it up right now, Bote?
It does not... So 2018.
Oh, yeah, so that's new. Just like Sword Guy. Sword Guy is also a 2018 anime they just added on there. You know?
But this one, I think this one's really good watch because it's... That's a crazy. It's like a different plot twist than any other animes that I watched.
Well, what's its style like? Is it action, adventure, playtime, sexy
like,
time?
It's like action and more like about like the world's almost going to end.
Is there magic involved?
No magic.
No magic.
It's pretty much what happens if technology is so advanced that we misuse it.
I should have realized that the moment you said clone AIs.
Yeah. Well, look at the picture. It shows them like
It shows them in little incubator.
Yeah,
thingies.
That's what they're called.
I don't know if they're incubators, but if that's the correct term for the human.
I think that's what it is.
That picture just made me think of Dragon Ball Z, the very beginning when every time Goku, not the hyperbolic time, every time Goku and Vegeta would get beat up, they'd be put in these little capsules and they'd be floating in green
water. With the water? Yeah.
And Frieza too.
It's some healing orbs or healing water, dude.
Yeah.
That green tea.
But yeah, that anime is really good to see. I think I stayed up. I think that's the reason in the morning I watched it. It was like, damn, it was hella good.
Damn. So you watched two animes in the time span of a day, and I still can't finish a 12-episode anime in 2 weeks.
Learn from freaking Chino, dude. That's how you watch anime.
Probably.
Not an episode a year.
I don't know. I'm weird. But the one thing I've kept up with is My Hero Macadamia and Megaloboxing.
Wait, isn't there a new one for My Hero today?
I saw today's episode.
I didn't see it.
I don't know if you guys... Dude, you guys read the manga, right?
I feel like we're different. Dude, last week, I saw it, but you guys didn't. The week before that, Chino saw it, but we didn't. We just go wrong. Now, did you see it today? See, now this time I even saw it, but we didn't.
Oh, hell yeah, I saw it. That's what I was going to ask you. You guys read the manga, right? So you guys know everything?
I haven't read all of it. I only read part of it.
But are you past this part of the episodes?
Well, I don't know what the hell happens today.
Did you see the ending of last week's episode?
The ending of last week's.
Because you know how they give you a brief preview or whatever.
Well, what happened last week? I forgot already.
It was the end of the Symbol of Peace. And they were apologizing to all the students and trying to get the parents to convince to live in dorms, right?
Yeah, they were trying to convince all the parents to live in dorms.
That's what I want to ask you guys if that part's in the manga.
Yeah, that part is in the manga.
Because this whole episode is dedicated to them discovering the dorms, honestly. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's in the manga.
And I don't know if this anime shows it. We haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. But in the manga, it actually shows them each room, like how each person has their room.
Oh, yeah, that's what they did in today's episode. They had a room competition to see who had the nicest room or who decorated the nicest.
In the manga, I like Great Bro. He's like, this is it. When he's looking at the girls' dorms, it's hella funny, dude. Because he makes a little comment.
Because it's perviness, dude. Yeah.
He sounds like, funnier there. He sounds funnier there because in the episode today, you guys don't care if I talk about it, right? You guys read the manga. Okay, well, pretty much. He wanted to go in there and look at the dorms. They didn't really draw him that pervert or anything. Like, he went up and tried to smell some of the dressers to see if he could smell the panties and things like that. And right when freaking my favorite character, what's his name, Eraserhead, was showing off and said the common area had the showers and the restrooms, dude, he started getting all grape juice, because he's like, that means the girls and the guys are going to shower in the same area like and everything.
Yeah, a mixed bath, yeah.
And then that's when freaking Eraserhead comes in with the comment where it's like, guys and girls have separate showers, don't get any ideas, like right behind grape juice. So even the teachers know he's fucking perverted as fuck.
Because
that's pretty much today's episode right there.
Yeah, I can't wait for the next episode. The next episode gets...
No, you shut up.
You know which one I can't wait for? Is that Black Clover episode. Do you saw the new one? You gotta catch up, bro.
Dude, I'm
the
waiting.
The way they ended this last one, dude, I was like... It's like when you're you get blue balls. Like, that's how I felt. Like, they're like, I'm about to find out. And then the ending starts. It's like, oh, no.
I guess that's good,
what do I do?
It's a good way of putting it, I guess.
How they ended this one was hella good.
Yeah, he's like, oh, my God. I'm pissed now, dude. Just thinking about it again.
I mean, if you guys want to take a few moments, I can step outside. You guys can discuss it for everyone and everything.
Nah, it won't be the same.
Yeah, well, it's just you two. And then you guys just give me like a little wave or a little something. Like, all right, you're good to come in. All right, so you guys are sure you don't want me to step out, and that way you guys can like talk a little bit about the episode, you know, let the listeners and everybody that's caught up at least hear about it. No? I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I don't think we would last that long. It'll be instantly be like, hey, Ivan, come back.
Like a good 4 minutes of it. Yeah, just get a good 4 minutes, and that's pretty much. Just get this off your chest really quick.
I was just offering, you know, because it's like I know I'm behind, but Ozzy, if you're listening to this one, I'm just going to stop waiting for you and just watch it without you, man. I love you and all, but your whole it's not you, it's me. Mostly
did you.
Did
you ask him yet if he's watched it?
I don't fucking know,
I'm
actually.
I'm pretty sure he's watched it.
I swear to God, if you have, though, and you're listening, I'm going to be upset.
Do you have his number?
I do.
Yeah, just text him, dude. Hey, you watch Clover yet?
You know what? I'm going to text him right now to find out.
Just be like, hey, yo, Ozzy, have you caught up to Black Clover, dude? That shit's hella dope,
if
huh?
He says, if he
he's
says...
He's going to be like, yeah, dude, it is. That's when you know, fool. He dude, ditched your ass.
If he's hella caught up, I'm going to be a little salty. Not a little, a lot. So I'm texting him right now as we
damn,
speak.
He is texting him.
Are you ready to cry,
hey, fuck you,
get
dude.
Them tears ready.
Nah. The only thing that made me tear up is the freaking new fairy tale that you showed me that you made me read right before
it's
this.
It's not fairy tale, fool. They may look like it. Or in the words of Chino, how does it go?
Go, Chino. Tell him.
If it looks like a duck, it is a duck.
Fairly, I guess it's fairy tale. They look like fairy tale, but
dude,
it's a
it
different story.
It looks exact. I know, but that's like, I forgot where I read an article, not an article, but I read something on where they commented about that guy that writes the manga for them. All his characters usually have the same design, mm-hmm. the same style, the same everything.
Because when you've been writing, he's been writing fairy tale for how long? Like, you can't change your style that for quick.
Yeah, but if you're making a new anime, you know, you might kind of want to, because Shika, the main character, Shiki, my bad, is another Natsu. And then he has his own Lucy. And then Lucy has a Happy.
Dude, he's saving money. He's like, you know, fuck it. I already drew this fucking character already, dude.
No, just give him different hairstyle real
here's
quick.
The thing that's funny, though, in Fairy Tail, Natsu has Happy. And I just realized, I barely clicked right now. Natsu has a Happy. This time he's like, let's flip it around. Lucy gets the Happy.
I was going to tell you that earlier, but I didn't want to ruin it.
It didn't click until right now. I was like, wait a minute.
It's literally the opposite. Because in this one, she takes him away.
Rebecca. And Rebecca's
Rebecca
the name of
takes
her.
Shiki away. And in Fairy Tale, Natsu takes
Lucy.
Lucy.
Oh, shit. That is true. That just barely clicked. Yeah, because at the end of the episode, freaking, they're getting ready to leave and everything. And that's, and she, you know what? Actually, it's the same line.
It's the
but
same line.
It's different. Where she's like, didn't you want to go explore other worlds? And
yeah,
in Fairy
like,
Tale,
don't
you
want to
join Fairy Tale?
It's the same thing. Yeah.
Holy what
damn,
the...
Damn, dude, he's making quick buck on there, dude. He's like, fuck it.
Hey, bloop. You may say that, but after reading that's, I mean, by the way, that's my first time reading a manga episode or thing. So that is my first manga read. It's real. I think it's good.
It has potential. It could be pretty good.
It looks really good.
It depends
like,
which way he takes it.
I thought that was pretty cool. The whole ether, instead of using magic like Fairy Tail, they called it ether. To me, ether sounds like chakra from Naruto.
It's Katra.
Oh, my bad. Katra, whatever. I just want to see more of it because so far he has it. I don't know if Rebecca has it because she was surprisingly like, what the? Is that Ether gear or something or Ether or whatever when he goes off freaking hard on the robots?
Oh, he gets that arm looking, whatever it is.
Wait, so did his arm transform or did it just like light up? Because since it's a manga, I don't know.
I think it's like, I'm guessing it's like, you know how in High School DxD, like the shit that just pops up?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's something like that, like a little armor piece that pops up.
So would it be like in the Avengers, Iron Man's new suit that just all of a sudden starts forming on their hand?
Oh, well, we can't tell until
he actually gets animated.
No, when he actually makes a color version of it.
Oh, okay.
In the color, you can actually see what's going on.
Yeah, because I just remember where Rebecca explains like, oh, is that an ether gear or whatever? And it's like you just see his arm, like three lines pop up on his arm, his forearm, and it's like, what the hell
dude,
is
if
going
he can
on
get
there?
That, imagine him getting a full bodysuit later on.
Honestly, when you said that, I thought you were going to go dirty.
No,
because I said forearm. And his arm, so I thought you were going to say, imagine doing
the Ultra Instinct with that shit, bro.
Because you were also talking about blue balls earlier, so I was
okay,
like, don't tell me this
guy's good. I was being for real, bro. Like, imagine him getting like a full body suit.
Oh, okay. He'd be like Iron Man.
An ether suit? Or ether, whatever the fuck it's called.
I don't know, but this first chapter and everything, reading it, it was pretty cool. You know, it was my first manga, too, so I'm like... Now I see why you guys read it. I don't know if I read it again because I'm fucking lazy, but it was pretty cool.
We got Chino over here. He's like, we told him to read it. He's like, nah, dude, I don't want to read Fairy Tale.
It's not Fairy Tale, though. The artwork is exactly the same and everything, But
not exactly. I like this Lucy better.
Well, I agreed with you that too. I told you this Lucy's a lot better drawn than the other Lucy.
Yeah, for me, Fairy Tail is like a love hate relationship.
Why?
Like, I like the anime, but I don't like how you like it.
So it's not a love hate, bitch. I don't love it.
The thing I hate about it was just that.
You better not talk about anything past, because I haven't read manga, motherfucker. So if your issues are with post animation, that's cool. Keep it to yourself.
It's just that, again, like, with those fillers. Like Fairy Tales was like one of those animes that come with fillers.
Did you know, Ivan didn't know some of these freaking arcs were fillers?
And Fairy Tale? No, like, I didn't.
Like that freaking the clock one?
That one was really good, too.
He didn't know that was a filler.
I didn't know. I forgot how the episode goes, but that's when they abduct Lucy and everything, right? In Fairy Tale, they take her, kidnap her, and everything. Yeah. It has to do with clocks and everything.
The doll, whatever, when she was a little girl.
Her doll. Yeah,
this was like, oh, that's one of my favorite arcs. Like, you know, that was a filler, right? It's like, what was a filler?
Well, I guess I like filler.
Yeah, so for me, it was like too much filler. So, like, I ended up going on and off a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
You really?
But you watch Naruto?
Right? But you watch Naruto?
Naruto's different, bro.
How's it different? How's it different, motherfucker?
It has my Nindo.
It's your Nindo? Your Nindo? What's Nindo for anybody that doesn't know, which I'm pretty sure if you're listening, you know.
My ninja way.
I heard that in another anime where they say Nindo. I just thought of Naruto.
Believe it.
Oh, shit.
Believe it.
Hey, but speaking of Naruto, that Boruto is getting to the good part of the movie.
Hey, I fell behind on that one, too. That's another one.
Why aren't you behind on, fool? I feel like I say this every week.
We do. The only thing I'm caught up with, honestly, is just Megalobox and My Hero Macadamia. That's it. Those are the only things I'm caught up with.
And he's about to be behind on more anime. So, what is it, next week when the new season starts?
Wait, what starts? Does Attack on Giant come out next week?
I think it comes out on the 12th. Yeah. What is that, 2 weeks?
It comes in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
So, I'm going to keep up with that one, though.
And Anime Expo, the first episode is going to premiere in Anime Expo.
Oh, yeah. Remember I told you guys, too, that in the movie theaters, they were going to show an Attack on Giant movie thing where it's going to be like a recap of season 1 and 2. And then at the end of it, they were going to have the first episode screening on the big screen.
Yeah.
So, they're doing it at the Expo as well?
Yeah, they're going to do it at the Expo. Because in Anime Expo, because it's coming in literally in 5 days from now. It starts on Wednesday.
On the 4th of July?
Yeah, it's the 4th of July.
Oh, shit.
And pretty much they show exclusive stuff because it's one of the biggest conventions here in the States. And I remember when I went, they did the first premiere of Sword Art Online too.
Oh, does that come out this season or not yet? Because
I think that's coming in the fall, right?
Yeah, fall. Same thing as your Fairy Tale.
Oh, finally.
Want me to spoil it? Goku shows up.
Motherfucker. Dude, I was about to like say,
kidding.
Really?
Just kidding. Really?
But back to this Anime Expo, Chino, why aren't you there? Why aren't you there getting us all these exclusive podcast details and everything?
I wish I was going this year. I was about to go this year.
¿Qué pasó?
It's just things came up. Like a lot. Like
Just be honest with our listeners. We went stupid broke.
No.
Oh. I wasn't
stupid broke. I just got like, a job offering.
Oh.
Depending on the results on that. Okay. That's pretty much I couldn't go.
You don't want to risk this employment opportunity.
Yeah, pretty much.
What you do is you tell them, it's Anime Expo. It can wait. And then you never know, dude. This employer might be like, dude, you're going to Anime Expo? I am too. Then you become best friends.
Right?
And then you don't have to suck them up for the job.
Fuck. And then I ended up selling my Anime Expo ticket, bro.
You had a ticket? And you didn't let me know?
Would you have gone?
Maybe.
No. We need a yes or no. Would you have gone?
It's a maybe.
This guy.
How much did you sell it for?
How much was that again?
I sold it for 60. I think I bought it for like 89.
Oh, you sold it for a loss too.
Yeah, because I needed to get rid of it. It's within the week, dude. That's true. I sold it within the week. So I guess at MX, but you could transfer still. That's what I ended up doing.
Well, there you go. But the $60 ticket that cost 80 and maybe more was sold.
No, it's hella more expensive now.
Well, there you go. More than 80. He sold it for 60.
On the door, I think they're going to charge.
And was this ticket for every day or just?
It's for 4 days. Yeah, four days.
For 4 days.
But for next year, bro, we for sure
look at both his face.
I don't know you no more. Hey, who's this guy right here in front of me?
Oh, there's someone in front of you?
What? Yeah. No, it's just a fly, dude.
Dude, I got so much shit from my other friends.
The fly can
talk? That I was supposed to go with. It's like, nah. Only people that are going could laugh at this joke. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Holy shit, dude. I didn't know flies talk, dude.
Me either. Like, I don't know where, like, flies started talking. Like, holy, damn. What the hell?
Hey, dude, where'd Juan Chino go? Wasn't he here or there?
Nah, he had a ticket to Anime Expo and decided to not use it and burn it.
Fucking guy, dude. I could have been right there right now.
He could have been with Jessica Negri.
Yeah. Could have been with all them peoples.
I met her.
Yeah, I could have met her, too.
Well, you both could have met her real good.
Don't worry, bro. I got a picture for you signed by her.
That's not the same.
It's the same.
So what you're saying is, if I got you a picture signed by your favorite artist, it'd be the same as meeting them?
Yeah, if it looks like a duck, it is a duck.
That doesn't fit there.
Wait, what was the theme this year for Anime Expo since you were going? I don't even know. I've never been to one, so I know you were going, Chino, so you should know all this.
Well, I did not know the theme this year.
No?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
But they said it was going to be like Dragon Ball or some shit like that.
The Dragon Ball one was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's when they were announcing Super, right?
Or no, was this is the one they're announcing that
the movie.
Resurrection F? Resurrection F or X, right?
Was it Resurrection F or Battle of the Gods?
F, yeah.
F?
Because that year, Funimation sponsored the whole thing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Dude, I remember when the time when League of Legends actually sponsored it. It was hella dope.
Wait, League of Legends sponsored an Anime Expo?
Yeah, this is like 2014.
Is that possible?
Yeah, well, this is when the game was in its early stages.
Yeah, but I'm like, this is Anime Expo, you know, anime.
Yeah, because they had their own panel in the actual exhibit hall, and they were giving out free, like, codes.
So can, like, comic book people, or not comic book people, like Marvel and DC, can they sponsor it too and have it themed that way?
Well, no, it's for Anime Expo, it's pretty much for, like, it's pretty much a Japanese organization that does the whole thing. It's, like, it shows you what Japanese culture is. But if, like for that, it's going to be Comic Con,
San Diego Con,
because for Anime Expo is more about.
Speaking of San Diego Con, both, did you know Juan also had a ticket and he sold it for $20?
No, I'm going for that one for sure, dude.
You want to sell it for $5?
No, he already sold the San Diego Con ticket. He ain't going no more.
Wait, you sold it?
I never had a ticket, bro.
Oh, I was about to say.
I just wanted to see your reaction.
Because aren't they showing something for zombies again there? Isn't that where they always show it?
Call of Duty Zombies?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they always show something at Comic-Con.
Comic-Con?
Yeah, this or San Diego Con, whatever the fuck
San
it
Diego
is.
Con thingy.
I'm pretty sure they do.
But for sure, we might go to SAC Anime one more time, guys.
Wait, when's SAC Anime again?
It's in December.
In December?
It's the winter one.
I thought it was in January. We went in January.
No, there's two of them. There's one for winter, mm-hmm. And there's one for like the beginning of summer.
Damn. Yo, Chino, I'll sell you my ticket for $60.
Say 50.
Or how about
55.
This? Chino's going to pay for the hotel since he didn't invite us to Anime Expo. He's going to pay for all the hotels this time for everyone.
Yeah, it's called free parking, and you guys can sleep in my car.
What the fuck? Nah, dude, we're gonna use the Juan Chino Express where we take your debit card and pay for a room, and you sleep in the car.
Guess I'm staying home, guys.
Yeah, so hopefully we could go to a convention.
I would rather save up money and go to the Anime Expo in LA with you guys, especially if it's a 4th of July event type of deal, dude. Go to LA, fireworks, watch the LA Galaxy play. I'm not a fan, but, you know, go watch the LA Galaxy play.
They're so had to bring in soccer to this.
You could have said LA Dodgers, bro. All
right, I'd be down to see the Dodgers as well.
I just go for their hot dogs.
I've never been to a baseball game, so.
You want a hot dog? I got you.
Not your type of hot dogs, bro.
But it's a foot long.
Yeah, dude. Go to Costco? $1.50 for a drink and a hot dog.
I told them, can I get the hot dog by itself? And they said, no, it comes with a drink.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
You have to,
you,
wait.
You
in Costco?
To?
You have to get the drink with
you
it?
You have to get the drink with it.
What the?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I asked her, I just want the hot dog. I don't want no extra drink. It's like, no, I'm sorry. It comes with an extra drink. And she
that's weird. Most
me.
Employees be like, okay. And they keep the drink themselves. That's what I would have done.
If you think about it, it's like getting a refill on the go. Because you get two sodas.
No, but yeah, like Anime Expo though in LA though. Forget this hot dogs talk. Like, we really need to save, you know. And that'd be pretty cool to do a podcast while we're there or a live YouTube video. You know, start a YouTube channel.
Well, I want to go to two conventions. One for like AX, another one that's here in the States as well.
What was AX?
Anime Expo.
Oh fuck.
So I want to show you. I want to compare you to both of those conventions because
you want
to
compare me.
Compare. I want you guys to see how those two conventions, are like different. Because in Anime Expo,
one's bigger, no?
Not that, but one is more the business type. The AX one's more about business, while the other ones are pretty much sponsored by or made by the fans. So I want to see like how those two like different from each other, and get your opinions on that.
don't know, but you know, this talk, you know, I think it'd be cool if we actually recorded a YouTube video. This is off topic, but like, you know, record a YouTube video while we're doing this, so that way if we ever go to conventions, you know, start a little vlog for the Baka and Dweebs.
Yeah, most likely we could do a little vlog for the actual when we go to convention and watch both they get cramps and shit going upstairs.
Dude, that should become, it'll become me doing pranks on Ivan.
Dude, oh, no, as on Navi. That's all we need to become internet famous. We could be the next Walmart yodeling kid.
We're going to have Ivan, the anime guy that only seen 5 animes.
Hey, if it puts us to stardom, fuck hey, it.
He's going to end up on Ellen DeGeneres. He's going to, you know, like the, what's it called? Like the,
she's gonna give you the gift
guy of, and all those shit. They give him like a year supply of this.
I'm gonna get a year supply of anime subscriptions. Yeah, here, so you can finally catch up to all the animes you haven't seen. I got you.
Oh man, that's just funny.
She would be the real MVP though if she hooked me up with things like that. You know what she could do too? She could be like, you know what? Here's money, so you don't have to do anything in your life and just watch animes. I feel bad for you, kid.
Yeah, I don't even think though I'm money not a would kid. Help, dude. Hey, how's that gonna get you to watch animes?
If you have money and you don't have to worry about bills anymore and you're set for life, you know, like Bruce Wayne from Batman, what else am I gonna do? It's not like I'm gonna become Batman.
I would be the Black Panther, bro. He's hella richer.
You won't be home.
Well, fuck you.
You'll be spending the fucking money.
That's true.
So it's not gonna help.
Then I can make jokes about him. I'm like, how's your parents? Oh, wait, they're dead.
Fucking guy.
Why you gotta bring Batman's dead parents into this?
Because he hates Batman too. It's all about Superman. Just letting you know,
Batman is one of the best DC heroes out there.
Oh, he's trash.
Why?
He's trash.
You know which hero would win?
Who?
Out of all the heroes, if they put all the heroes in the same fucking room,
Are we going freaking Marvel, DC, anime characters,
everything,
every single hero? Well, not just heroes. That includes like villains.
I'm talking about heroes.
Heroes only. Like, so only Marvel, good guys.
DCs and shit like that. Yeah, only the
good only guys. Good guys. Would you also include guys like Deadpool, Stain from My Hero Macadamia, people like that that aren't really good or bad?
Bro, would they include? I just told you Marvel and DC.
No, but the heroes. They're not heroes. Remember, they're not really heroes, but they're not bad guys.
Technically, they're heroes.
Technically, but
they fall under the hero category.
So that's what I'm saying. So you would include the middle guys that aren't good or bad. Yeah. They include in this one. Okay, yeah. Who would win?
You know who would win. Just take a guess.
Knowing your bitch, you're gonna say Superman.
No, Gino.
Spider-Man.
Dude, that fool would die instantly, dude.
No, he wouldn't. He's a contender.
Nah, you know what I thought of this? Because fucking, it's the Luis showed me a video. All
right.
And they showed all the villains one, and they did all the hero one.
Okay.
And for the hero, Deadpool ended up winning.
Well, I mean, what? Because he regens and can never die, right?
I guess so.
And then he go break the fourth wall like nothing.
Is that the only reason?
And then the video for the villain side, it's the Harley Quinn ended up winning.
Harley? What are the reasoning for Harley?
Because she went invisible taking someone's ring.
She can go.
What ring was it? I forgot what ring it was. And she was invisible the whole time when all of them were fighting. And she shows up last second to kill the last person and she won.
Well, that sounds like Harley Quinn in her character, honestly.
Yeah.
But wouldn't the weakness be Joker, though? Wouldn't he be able to trick her into giving him the ring?
In that video, it showed all three Jokers. All three.
All the different Jokers.
And they all got fucking blasted. Well, not blasted, but they all got killed.
But wouldn't she give up her life for the Joker? That's what I don't get. Like,
It was the Harlequin from Suicide Squad.
So did they have multiple Harleys then? Or just that one?
That's the only Harlequin I saw.
If it's the Suicide Squad, she doesn't seem as Joker loyal. Because in the movie Suicide Squad, the one that Warner Brothers did, she was more loyal to, what was it, Deadshot?
Yeah.
She looked more into Deadshot than anything else.
Because I think she does say at one point, she's like, oh, my honey.
All I know is the Suicide Squad hardly looked like she was really into Deadshot.
Who knows? But Joker's getting a movie this next year by himself. Guys, what do you guys think about that?
I don't know. The Jared Leto Joker, too, to be exact.
Which one?
Jared Leto's version of the Joker is the one getting the movie. The one that a lot of people really dislike, the Suicide Squad one. I personally like that one. Personally, I liked him. I thought he was cool.
I liked the one from...
Everyone's favorite. What's his name? Dark Knight series. What was his name again? The actor?
I forgot.
Fuck.
Let's just call him Joker.
He was the guy in Brokeback Mountain.
The real Joker.
He was the one in Brokeback Mountain, too. What was his name? Heath Ledger's. Bam. Yeah,
you know, Heath Ledger was supposed to be the Batman, but he never got the spot because of Christian Bale, right?
Christian Bale
and
played Batman.
Pretty much, then he tried out for Joker, and he fit the role for the Joker. But he was supposed to be played at. He was supposed to be.
The you sure you're not battle. Confusing that? Because I read something else in the Marvel version where what's his name, Bucky, the actor that plays Bucky, was auditioning for Captain America, but Chris Evans got it instead. It's Chris Evans, right? That does Captain America.
Yeah.
Chris Evans got the role instead, and then later on he commented on it, like that he was actually pretty happy that he didn't get Captain America, and that's where people were talking like, you know, maybe this actor can actually play Captain America in the future, because you know how Chris Evans' contract is almost over. I know in the comics, but since Chris Evans' contract is almost over for the MCU, they're like speculating that maybe he's gonna take up the mantle and he's happy about it, because in the end he may end up being Captain America like he wanted to.
Yeah, because that's when Keith Ledger did his last interview. That's what he was talking about. I was like, yeah, I was supposed
to be Batman.
He was supposed to be Batman, but he never got the role. Then later on, when the Dark Knight came, he tried out for the Joker and he got the part for the Joker.
Well, he did a good Joker, honestly. He did a really good Joker, but I still like Jared Leto's Joker too. It's another version. I like it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, because his Joker, Heath's one? Heath's Joker is pretty much one of the most iconic ones from all the movie cinemas.
The very psychopathic one. Because
it became like a culture thing. Like, people were using that, why are you so serious, a lot. And it became a phenomenon.
I didn't like the Suicide Squad one.
I liked it. He was pretty chill.
I prefer the other one.
He was too gangster as a Joker, dude. That's pretty much how I felt.
That was cool.
Dude looked like a gangster, dude. He did.
But do you guys know the story behind his little smile when he put his fingers on top of it?
Well, I heard the story that it's supposed to be when Batman brutally punched him.
Yeah, Batman fucked him up so bad that he had no teeth, and that's why he wears the grill. Not because he's trying to be monster, but because Batman fucked up his teeth. Mm-hmm. And he does that little thing with his hand, the Jared Leto version, to remind Batman every time he sees him, this is what you did to me. This is what you took from me. His smile. So I'm like, when I read that about that, I'm like, damn, it's pretty fucking crazy. But Harlequin in the Suicide Squad, woo!
I like that Harlequin. Oh, hello.
I'm just saying, like, damn.
That's a good Harley.
But it's funny, though, because DC's not well known for their actual, like, movies. Yeah, because it's more about Marvel, because Marvel had, like, they had a great setup on how they did their movies. DC, but when it comes to DC movies...
Hey, DC, they only had Batman that was doing good for them. Except for one of the new Supermans. I forgot which one it was. They actually said it was pretty decent and okay.
I think the best DC movie out right now is Wonder Woman.
Yeah, it's Wonder Woman. But before that, it was the Dark Knight trilogy with Christian Bale or whatever.
What DC has is their shows. Marvel has the movies.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I prefer the DC shows on the CW that have been airing. Even though I'm behind on those too, I don't want to hear it. Hey, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to fucking hear it.
Oh man,
DC has been doing really good with the CW pushing their heroes.
Oh yeah, like the Flash, Supergirl, and then there's Smallville about Superman.
Oh, the Smallville thing's old though.
That's old. It's still old, but it's still people watch it. Still.
No, but I'm talking about the new ones that they did. They start off with the Arrow for the Green Arrow. Bam, they bring in the Flash. Bam, they brought in Supergirl. Bam, they brought in DC Legends of Tomorrow. And then this new one. Is he DC? I think he's DC, right? I forgot his name. Black Lightning. Bam, another one. That's already five.
He looks like Static Shock to me, dude.
Yeah, it sounds like a Static Shock, too, honestly. But all these spinoffs, and I don't know if they're spinoffs, but all these shows started off with just the Green Arrow concept. Mm-hmm. It wasn't called Green Arrow, but it was called the Arrow, you know, and things like that.
For a second, dude, I almost said and Supernatural, but that's completely fucking different, dude. I thought we were naming shows on the CW, dude.
Man, when it comes to that, yeah, you guys are right. Marvel's been dominating on the big screen, and then I feel like DC's been doing better in the TV area.
The only Marvel show I like is the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, you actually watched it?
Yeah, that's the only one.
The only Marvel show I gave a shot to was Daredevil Season 1 on Netflix. It was pretty good. Season 2 came out. I was going to watch it. Never got around to watching it.
And you're not.
Hey, fuck you. They also have The Punisher on there for Marvel, Luke Cage. I think, did Doctor Strange get a show? No. Or was it? It was just the movie, huh?
They got that Jessica Jones one.
Oh yeah, Jessica Jones is the other. I knew there was one more.
Yeah, and the other thing I like about DC is their animation. When it comes to animation videos,
are there animated movies?
The animated movies are really good.
Hey, you were the guy that was supposed to let me watch that new Batman one. What happened?
Which one?
The new Batman Ninja movie.
Oh, we can watch it. It's in my house.
You actually have it?
Yeah, I bought it digitally.
And you haven't let me seen it yet.
No, you didn't ask.
Bruh.
Like it's way different than Batman. It's like
I know
different.
It is, but yeah, I've heard the animation behind it is like really great.
Yeah, the animation work, it's really good. It's like it's up there as like a one of those like actual
top anime movies. Like in the anime genre, anime area.
It's pretty cool. I like the comps of it. It's just that some of the scenes, you're like, damn, what the fuck am I seeing?
You're watching that porn, dude.
Wrong website.
No, but I like all the DC animated movies out there.
So speaking of that, would you rate that as your number one anime movie?
No. I think my favorite movie so far has to be either The Silent Voice as an animated movie and Your Name so far. Those two.
The only two you've shown me?
Yeah. Well, I showed you the best ones, Ivan.
We only show you the good shit, bro. All
right, so what? Is that your opinion on the best animated movie as well? One of those two? But obviously one of those two would be Your Voice. Mm-hmm. But have you guys at least seen more? Because those are the only two I've seen, I'll be honest.
There isn't a lot, I think.
Really?
The other ones that there are, like the Naruto movies, the Bleach movies, those type of movies.
I thought
and the other ones are like from Disney, like the Moving Castle? And what's the other one?
My name is Totoro. But like Pixar and DreamWorks movies are animated as well, right?
Those are actual like Japanese animated movies.
Oh, you're talking about like Japanese artwork style for
Ponyo,
anime.
Ponyo is a good one.
Isn't there like what's it called, like something about like the girl who leaped through time? There's that one too.
I don't know. I was just asking because you.
And Anime Expo too. They're gonna the creators that made Your Name. They're gonna premiere their first movie in AX.
They're the new one that were gonna come out. Hopefully it's the same as Your Name. They're saying.
Isn't that one called Fireworks?
Yeah, it is Fireworks.
Yeah, because I remember seeing that on one of my social media feeds where it's like brought to you by the ones that did Your Name.
It's an anime, isn't it?
It's an animated movie called Fireworks. Yeah. They're like brought to you by the same ones that did Your Name or Silent.
Dude, when I saw that and I sold my fucking ticket, I was so pissed. I'm like, son of a bitch. I could have watched that.
Well, that's cool with me because I know you're going to buy it eventually, Chino, which means I get to watch it.
Mm-hmm. You buy everything.
You do, honestly.
As I was saying, you want to buy the next Madden.
This guy.
When does that come out?
The same time as always. September, October, around there.
I don't fucking know. What, are you going to pick it up or what?
Chino's picking it up.
Are you going to get FIFA also? The new FIFA's almost out.
Fuck no, dude.
FIFA, dude. Who buys FIFA?
That's going to be my last FIFA I ever pay for.
This is the next one? All right, cool. Works with me.
No, the last one.
That's right, this one.
No.
This one that's coming out will
2018 is the last one he's ever buying.
Well, he could buy 2019. That could be the last one.
Nah. He doesn't buy trash.
This guy.
Nah. That's funny, though, because me and my friend John, we were talking about like how EA had to do their stuff, because he was saying that in the E3 conference, a lot of the EA fans were boycotting EA because of the microtransactions.
It's freaking annoying. Didn't they say that's why Anthem is like, no microtransaction, guys?
Oh, no, it's gonna get.
And then they're like, all the post content, game content is gonna be free. Da 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 da. I mean, they started this free movement ever with Star Wars Battlefront 2. This free movement of like every post content, post game content for free, you know.
They'll find a way to do it. EA always finds a way to get money. Like they're like Activision.
I see that they're gonna do like these season passes, and that's when you get your stuff. That's what
I want to go back to both kind of like Activision. What have they been doing for money?
No, they just want money.
Well, yeah.
They'll do whatever they can to get
money. But compared to Activision, EA tries to sell you everything.
Oh, yeah.
They try to sell you everything they can.
They both want money.
Skins, DLCs, anything. Check out these new awesome skins or check out this DLC.
Like, they take away a lot from the game just to sell it to you later on.
That's what I'm saying. I swear to God, if Call of Duty decides to try to sell me a campaign later on, Activision, if they do that, oh, hell to the fuck no.
Nobody plays campaign. The campaign.
I know they don't, but campaign is something fundamental every game must have. Because look at it this way. They are unless those multiplayer maps are fucking beautiful, they are half-assing that game.
They removed it for Battle Royale.
I don't think they removed it for Battle Royale. I feel like they got...
Because the big-ass memory that the campaign took, they're using that for the fucking Battle Royale. How are they going to fit Battle Royale if the campaign's still there?
I don't fucking know what they're doing, but all I'm saying is there better be
You want
something.
A campaign? Don't get rid of Battle Royale. Dude.
No. They can have both.
You can't. The Why disc not? Has a certain amount of space on it.
Bitch, it's called two discs.
They don't want to waste two discs. That's more money.
You think they care?
They want money.
Exactly. If it's more money for them, they could just sell it a little bit pricier like they normally
You're going to want to spend more money on the damn game.
No.
Then?
All I'm saying is... They're fucking up taking up the campaign. Yes, I don't play campaign. I'll admit
then
it. I don't
cry for the campaign.
I'm crying because that they're half-assing that game. I feel cheated.
Well, we live in an era, Ivan, where fucking you have to buy extra shit for your games. It's not like when you own like the Super Nintendo and that one cartridge had the whole fucking game.
And that was it.
That was it. And then down the road, they're like, oh, we could make more
money
out of
it. That's why it makes me laugh every time I see the Pokemon. I mean, we're like, if Pokemon was made in today's era, it's like you're in the Pokemon Center, you're healing your Pokemon. It's like, would you like to speed boost the heals by buying Pokegems or something for like $5 so that way you don't have to wait these hours to get them healed? I'm like, no freaking way, dude. That's hella funny. I'm like, honestly, that's what all these games are. And I feel like the biggest culprits for those like speed boosts and things like that are mobile games, phone games.
That pisses me off.
Where it's like, yeah, the game's free, guys. Come play it, all this. And it's like, but they block you with timers. And then they're like, oh, but if you buy these things right here, you can speed it up or boost up your progress.
Unless you're Chino, just hack it.
And then get banned.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Speaking on that, I'm sorry for cutting you off, Chino, but shit. I know you guys want to laugh. Come on.
What?
My brother.
I already know.
He modded his phone to play Pokemon Go. Yeah. And he got a soft ban.
Oh, he finally got banned?
He got caught, but it was a soft ban, so it was a couple hours. Because in 2 hours, he went all the way to Germany.
What happened to him following the flight?
He said he couldn't wait because Germany right now, they're having a special Pokemon Go event over there. So he's like, I couldn't wait. So I just went there in 2 hours.
Is that what told me he was going out for like flight times or some shit?
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
What you're. That's what you should do. And it's like, he told me, I was like, what happened to your plan about the? He's like, I couldn't wait.
Dude, I did it. I got a mod version of the Pokemon Go app.
Uh-huh.
And I did that. I got.
Oh, we're not promoting this, by the way.
Oh, yeah, this is.
We're not promoting any of this on Pokemon Go.
This is before iOS did the crazy updates and shit.
No, we're just saying we're not taking any responsibility. And you guys decide to try it and you get banned.
So, like, I had an app called Pokemon Snipes, and pretty much what you do, you find the location of perfect IV and EV Pokemons, and then most of them were in Hong Kong for some damn reason. So you see my little character just instantly go to Hong Kong.
Instant transmission.
And then I had a little D-pad where you could walk around and shit. So you don't even have to walk yourself. You just make your character walk.
Oh, yeah, that's what my brother does on his phone. He doesn't have a D-pad, but his little avatar moves around.
I told him, I say, dude, how do you walk to hatch your eggs? He's like, oh, there's a little control, dude. I was like, what the hell? Can I get that?
I mean, he can still do it for you if you want, but now you know what you risk. He got that soft.
I told him, too. He's like, I don't want to get fucking banned.
Dude, I got lucky where when I did it, I got all the Pokemon that I wanted, even though when this is when the legendary raids were barely starting. And okay. I got lucky. Then after that, the app stopped working because that's when the new iOS updated.
Firmware update. Okay, well, my brother still managed a way to find the different way to get it to
like,
work.
We're playing League, I think it was like 2 or 3 days ago. That was like, dude, I'm in Australia right now, dude. Do you want a gift from Australia? I was like, what the hell? Are you in Australia? And he's all, that's when he told me about that. He's like, you know what, dude? I'm about to go to Japan, dude. I'll be in Japan in 12 hours. It was like, damn.
Yeah. I remember I was so good that I gave Bolte the NFL pass for free for a couple months.
Fabian.
Yeah, for Fabian. And I used to have the UFC.
Yeah, Juanchino over here trying to get a whole bunch of free stuff all the time. I used to have Spotify for free, too.
Yeah, I learned my ways, though.
You'll find a way.
And then you get caught and in trouble.
Yeah, pretty much. And you get lawsuited and... They make a big deal out of
it. Yeah, but that Pokemon Go thing, when my brother told me this morning that he got caught, but he doesn't regret. He's like, I'm still going to keep on doing. He's like, dude, I have a Relicanth somewhere right there with like this much CP. And he's like, they haven't taken it down in days. And it's just up there chilling.
That's what he told me, that he was teleporting the places, leaving fucking Pokemon there and just leaving. Because he's going to get free gold out of every day it's there, or every few hours or whatever the hell it is. He's getting free gold.
He is. Like, today he was able to upgrade his storage.
Dude, I need to upgrade my storage.
Yeah, because he's like, should I upgrade Pokemon Space or Storage? I was like, just go with Storage.
Storage is what I need to.
And I was like, you can do the Pokemon Space later. I mean, like, I feel like Storage is always more for Pokemon. And especially the way he's playing, how he can be anywhere, anytime. So that means he's going to be getting a lot of Pokeballs.
But yeah, I remember doing that. But I was like, you know what, fuck it. Because now you risk like actually hurting your phone now when you actually
your
do
phone.
Stuff like that. Because when I did it, it was that... You delete your original version of the game, and you go to this like website that's kind of fishy as hell, and you download their modded version. Then from there, you have to make a fake account, and from that fake account, you switch to your main account, and that's when you can use all the cheats and hacks and stuff like that. But at the same time, when you do that, you have like an opportunity of them stealing your information, and using like that information and selling it off or something like that.
That shit sounds complicated, but. We're not promoting any of this. We're just talking out loud, you know. You didn't hear it from us.
I'm you heard it saying. From Chino, not us.
Yeah, you heard it from Chino.
Fuck. You heard about that case that happened in, when Fortnite was suing people for cheating?
Fortnite?
Oh. Yeah.
Fortnite was suing people?
No, they were suing PUBG.
No, PUBG was suing Fortnite.
No, Fortnite.
No, but I think I may have heard something like that. The Epic Games were Fortnite.
Epic Games.
They were suing some of the players for hacks.
Because there was this kid, right? And this kid was doing cheat videos on YouTube. Like, how you can mod the game of Fortnite. And then Fortnite told the kid to stop posting the cheats.
I think I heard something like that. Fortnite was actually suing some little kid.
He's like 14 years old, dude. And then then he didn't want to stop because it's pretty much, I guess he's protected by under YouTube's
guidelines.
That he's doing it for free, but with no profit. He's telling you it's not on him; it's on your own risk. And then I guess Epic Games didn't like that, and they actually took him to court. The little kid ended up winning, dude. Because so when Fortnite did that, Fortnite broke some of the rules they set up, like pretty much using the information like. Players' information, and they broke some other rules.
Is that why recently Epic Games sent out I got an email talking about, secure your account, this and that, two-way factor authentication. We're updating our terms and service conditions and things like that.
But the whole thing is that because he wasn't making money out of those YouTube videos, he could still upload those YouTube videos he did the complaint to tell YouTube to not take down the videos.
Yeah.
Because Epic Games... pretty much
struck him down,
but legally he wasn't they weren't able to strike him down because he wasn't doing it for profit, and he ended up winning at the end. But at the same time, that's when Epic Games found out there were so much loopholes in their policy that they updated the policy and stuff like that. Pretty much the kid just got a slap in the wrist and said pretty much don't do this ever again, because Fortnite, like, because they're talking about the copyright infringement. That was the big issue of the whole case.
The only case I know about is PUBG trying to sue Fortnite, and then eventually PUBG dropped everything now. That's been, like, everywhere. Like, PUBG dropped the lawsuit on Epic.
If they kept going, I'm pretty sure Epic would have shut down PUBG, bro.
Well, technically, they are shutting down PUBG by taking all the players away.
Nah, because they stopped. Because I saw where some dude said that last time somebody tried suing Epic.
Oh, they actually tried suing Epic before, right?
Yeah, but a different company, though.
Uh-huh.
And that company doesn't exist no more. But that company tried suing Epic for something, and then what ended up happening is Epic reversed it ended up suing them.
And then right now, the way things are steamrolling, Epic has the money to back up that reversal on PUBG.
And then when that happened, Epic sued them for so much money that they went bankrupt. That's why that company don't exist no more. So I'm pretty sure PUBG was scared.
Yeah, because Epic owns the U4 Real Engine.
And Unreal 4 engine, yeah.
And then the ones that licensed it to fucking PUBG.
And Epic is actually a big company. I forgot where I read where they're also the ones responsible for Gears of War franchise. And what else? I remember there's another big, really big one besides Gears.
Yeah, Epic is a big company.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
was that Paladins too?
I think.
Again, Paladins?
I think they might. I'm not sure. Yeah. The only one that stuck with me was Gears, because Gears is a big franchise. It's a big Microsoft exclusive franchise. So for me to not even realize that Epic Games was in charge of that as well, or had something to do with it, is like, damn.
Yeah, the only I think the only company that actually rivals them is the people that do the Frost Engine.
Frostbite?
Frostbite Engine.
That's EA, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's EA.
Because Battlefield has it, and FIFA has it.
The Real Engine and the Frost Engine, the two main engines that a lot of games are running right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of engine, the Telltale Games or whatever, I heard they're finally going to update their engine that they've been using for who knows how long. The ones that are doing the Walking Dead series games?
Like the comic-based games.
Yeah, I heard that they're finally going to get a new engine after who knows how long of using that old engine they've been... I don't know anything, but I just remember like a brief thing that I just skimmed through. I'm like, oh, shit, what the hell? I guess they're going to upgrade their engine.
Yeah, they needed another thing to do. Their games are cool and all. I like the type of styles they were doing, like real-life comic strips. But it's just that the engine was just really outdated for those new type of games.
I never played those.
They're like the cartoony looking ones and shit like that.
I tried one of the Walking Dead ones when it was free. That's the only time I tried it.
Nice. But, I don't know. I'm just trying to, think, you know. I don't know who's going to buy me Smash Brothers Ultimate. That's what I want to know.
Nobody. Yourself.
I want to get that new Super Mario Party.
Oh, I'm getting that, too.
Because I saw the preview of, the actual gameplay, and it looks pretty cool. It has over 80 meaning games on the actual thing, and it looks hella fun to play with friends. But the thing is that Mario Party, I like those games. I fucking hate the most because
they destroy friendships.
One moment you're like you have 80 stars, and then
first of all, wait, repeat that.
Like one moment you have like 80 stars, right?
Okay, you're winning the game. Are you playing with handicap rules or something? How I've never had a game where you can get to 80 stars.
Yeah.
I've never played a game that long where anyone's gotten up to 80 stars.
Play a shit ton. Well, pretty much.
No, in one game though.
Yeah, you can play.
I know you can, but you guys have actually been in a game where you got to 80 stars.
I've had like 60 something before.
What the fuck? How do you guys fucking
Yeah, because
play?
I think we put the turns like at what 45 or a shit ton of turns.
And then you know you can steal people's stars.
Yeah, I know that, but the most I've ever seen is like 15.
No manches.
That's the most I've seen.
Like 2-turn games?
Nah, like 15 turns at the most, or maybe 10, 15.
Because I know the most, at the end of the game, people end up getting like 100 and some stars.
Holy, what the? Okay, but anyway, you were saying.
So, okay, and I hate the fact that the player that has like pretty much losing the whole fucking thing ends up getting that fucking rule where it says, oh, give half your stars to that player. I'm like, what the fuck? And you end up going all the way from the top to the bottom. And then literally it's like maybe one more turn left in the fucking game. And that shit always fucking gets me mad. I'm like, fuck.
That sounds pretty legit.
He's like, yeah, I'm about to win the game. Nope, never mind.
He can't even win in Mario Party, dude. Remember, Juan's the guy that can't win at anything.
Oh, man.
That's funny. But, yeah, this year so far for me, games I want, like I've said before in different podcasts, I want Super Mario Party, I want the Smash Brothers, and the Let's Go Pikachu, and Call of Duty Black Ops 4, the new FIFA. Those are about like the top games that I can think of right now that I really want to make sure hopefully I can manage to get.
I'm going to be like, you don't want nothing then, Ivan. It's pretty much, that's a lot of stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
I got expensive taste.
But for sure, I pre-ordered for sure Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh, how could I forget that game?
I got it through Square Enix.
Dude, I want that PS4. Kingdom Hearts PS4.
You can only get it in Japan.
It's if you get it for me, dude, I will do whatever
I'm
you want.
I'm going to get it to you, dude. What the fuck?
Suck you up, bro.
Yeah, dude, if you give me that console, let's go.
I'll fucking keep it. Fucking just put it in a vault, dude.
Dude, if you happen to get that console, dude, oh my god!
I'm telling you, Ivan, can't get.
I don't care. I'm
console.
Saying if you can though.
You can't.
I don't care if you can though. If
like,
you somehow manage to swoop one up,
you cannot get that console.
If you somehow manage to swoop one up though,
I'm not gonna give it to you. Fuck. No.
I didn't say for free.
Make him your slave for life.
Nah, I ain't doing life shit either.
Yeah, dude, I want your soul. I'm gonna put that shit on.
Oh,
your
I'll
contract.
Give you my soul.
Oh, fuck. Like that. Remember that Bart Simpson episode where Bart gives his soul away and he's paneling by himself?
No, but what about you then? Both anything you're wishing for or trying to get this year?
This year, nothing.
Nothing. No game. They're all like meh.
The only one would probably be Call of Duty.
That's it.
Maybe Last of Us 2.
Man. You hella lost it. Now you're all anime, huh?
No, there's no good games right now.
I guess. I mean, you already heard. Buy Pokemon Let's Go and you get a free Switch.
The one I want is another Dragon Age, but that one wasn't announced. So.
What about that Elder Scrolls Online, though?
That's still like next year, though.
True.
Oh, if you have a Steam account, you can get Fable, the HD edition right now for $8 on sale right now until July 5th, guys.
So what you're saying is you're going to let me get your laptop?
Most likely.
Let me get it then.
All right then. So pretty much this is the end of our podcast. I know it took a little longer.
It feels like the usual time, but you know, and I just want to throw this out there for everyone listening. Appreciate and love you all and all the support, but you know, this podcast, we're gonna try to evolve it with time and get better.
Viva Mexico.
That was our sponsor for today, Benjamin. He's hosting our show today because we couldn't record in our regular spot. Shout outs to Benji, whoever listens. Yeah, I see him on the streets. He's supporting Mexico in the World Cup.
You could catch him on Fortnite, not carrying, dying instantly, not even surviving long enough to walk forward.
What's your PSN, Benji? What is it?
Big 1G.
Big 1G. Big B.
Smaller E.
Big Ben 209. If you guys ever want to add him, find him on there. But we are Baka Dweebs. This is Navi _5_ signing out.
I'm Bote.
And I'm Juan Chino, guys. And that's it. Later. Boop.